Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave Rosello. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Pat Underwood. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Norris steals second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Norris scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer strikes out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Verizer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara strikes out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosello is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive to right field. Bonds throws towards third. Cox fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cox. Staub moves to third. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mankowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris, who is chasing the ball. Trammell reaches third base with a triple. Parrish scores. Mankowski goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello misplays the ball. That's an error on Rosello. Whitaker moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pruitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mankowski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paxton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paxton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosello strikes out. 1 out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Cox reaches second base with a double. Verizer goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Tigers. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cox moves to third. 2 outs. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Rick Manning pinch hits for Ron Pruitt. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Cox scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Manning now playing center field. Jim Norris now playing left field. Dave Rosello now playing third base. Dwayne Kuiper now playing second base. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-3 in the game. Summers strikes out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave McAmare pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. One out. Del Alston pinch hits for Toby Hara. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mankowski is called out on strikes. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paxton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Sid Monge now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verizer strikes out. 1 out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 4 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Champ Summers. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Dave McAmair. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morales moves to third. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Parrish is walked intentionally. Aurelio Rodriguez pinch hits for Phil Mankowski. Victor Cruz now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Morales now playing right field. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 4 in the game. Bonds is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 0 for 1 in the game. Alston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Hargrove now playing left field. Jim Norris now playing center field. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson juggles the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Alexander moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to home to get Alexander. Rosello moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. John Hiller now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosello moves to third. Verizer moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur who is chasing the ball. Norris reaches third base with a triple. Rosello scores. Verizer scores. Kuiper goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-4, Indians. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 5 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 5 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.